And in an effort to give them at least an attempt to survive, instead of going from 355-443 to zero, I would make a motion that we at least give them half, see if that helps them with a game plan, reduce it to 177,722.
Other comments or questions? Please record your vote.
Motion carried 4-3. Commissioners Blair, Hagen, and Norman voting no.
But a few minutes later, Commissioner Al Higginbotham, who had voted to support the motion, asked for a do-over.
I had to step out during the vote before the crisis center. Is it possible to bring this back up so I could reread the? I don't know what the parliamentary procedure is here.
Higginbotham said he had been away for the discussion on the proposal to restore half of the funding to Speak Up Tampa Bay, the county access channel. With a second vote, the 4-3 vote in favor of restoring funding had become a lopsided 5-2 vote against doing so, with Commissioner Kevin White, who never left the room, also changing his vote.
Motion failed 2-5. Commissioners Blair, Hagen, Higginbotham, Norman, and White voting no.
Commissioner Mark Sharp had previously brought up the issue of incorporating some aspects of public access onto the county government channel, which is seeing no hits to its budget. Government Channel Director Tammy Peralta said there were discussions on bringing back a public affairs talk show, similar to Weekly Review, a show that had aired for years previously on H22. But Mark Sharp said he wanted to allow for others to get a chance on television as well.
I'm not trying to replicate what the community network does. We can't do that. I'm even thinking of going further, you know, like a Critics Corner or something like that, where people have a chance to come in and vent and in a constructive way, but vent and have access to the system which we're all paying into, to give them a chance to talk about issues related to what goes on in government.
The county has plans for also cutting out all of its funding for its education channel. But a similar proposal to restore at least half of the $519,000 in funding went nowhere. Instead, the county directed the government channel to study possibly incorporating some of the education channel's programming onto the government channel, though that didn't impress the executive director of the Tampa Cable Consortium, Ann Goldenberg.
That we would really like to have the opportunity to continue to do what we're doing during that time process. We are supposed to go forward in September with Math Homework Hotline. It's not going to happen if we're zero funded. I don't see that there's any possibility to even work out any kind of opportunity to do so without having some time to do so. This is the first we're really hearing about it. I mean, we were basically told on Monday that we were going to have zero funding. To address a business plan, to address how we can do it, to even keep the integrity of these programs. These are things that right now we use our staff to produce. So to go to zero, and if we have to stop them, I'm not even sure how they can be restarted by the county.
In response to Goldenberg, the county commission said they want to maintain the homework hotline program on the education channel, which airs once live and twice as repeated, with a somewhat hangdog look. Commissioner Sharp complained it wasn't the board's fault they had to make such drastic budget cuts.
And I understand this is very frustrating. I mean, we're all frustrated, and we're trying to find a way to resolve this, and we're basically being given a week to figure out how to fund stations and not fund. I mean, this is insane, but this is what the legislature's done.
Later on, Commissioner Al Higginbotham suggested that the Board of Commissioners themselves, in an act of solidarity with the cuts that were being absorbed throughout county government, should cut their own travel and mileage budgets by 10%. But that ticked off Commissioner Brian Blair.
I do this job because I love it. I wake up every day to try to make a difference in this community. But at the same time, I don't want to take food out of my, I don't want to take, let my not just my kids, but.
Blair then decided to make it personal with Higginbotham.
You know, I started my aides out. I asked them how much they wanted to start out. I've got one with 30 years experience. He started out at $49,000. You started a new aide out at $62,000. You had ethics questions. So now all of a sudden you're bringing ethics questions upon this board. And I don't feel like being the scapegoat for problems that you've had.
Higginbotham immediately objected to Blair's personalizing the issue. Blair subsequently apologized twice. As the board continued to go back and forth on what or where they could cut out of their own personal budgets, Commissioner Ken Hagen said the board spends virtually nothing on travel compared with earlier county commissions.
I have not seen any problems at all with respect to runaway spending. I think the years of, hate to use an example, but the years of Chris Hart, spending over $20,000 a year in travel are long gone.